We are sitting down today with Brett Heitkamp, the interim city administrator here in Jackson, Minnesota. Thank you very much for making the time and making the trip up the hill.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you get to be the interim city administrator? Been at it for about a month now, so maybe how's that going as well?
I think it's going very well. Jackson's a great community and very welcoming. We got some big challenges ahead of us here, and we've had a lot of great teamwork from the department managers at Jackson, and in realizing, you know, when we the council certified the preliminary levy the way they did, and then our task was to bring that 25% proposed increase down by the time we certify the final levy on December 16th.
Yeah, what is that process like? Because that's top of the to-do list is what you're telling me.
It is. It's top of the to-do list. And so, like I said, it was a pretty big number that they certified on a preliminary basis. And then so my job was to come in and meet with the individual department managers and walk through their budgets and what their scope of services that the council identifies for each department on an annual basis, and then try and find some opportunities for efficiency. And I think we've done that. And like I said, they have been fantastic to work with and offering up a number of recommendations. And so we are going to meet with the finance committee tomorrow and make a recommendation on a final levy number, and then talk in a lot more, detail surrounding, you know, the elephant in the room, which is the ambulance budget.
And just how to make it all work, but maybe certain particular pieces like that one.
Yes, absolutely. It's such a big component, and it's such a vital service to the residents. You know, I don't think the residents have a concern about who provides that service, but when they are in an emergency situation, they want to know when they pick up the phone that the ambulance is going to be there and provide life support services. And that's what we do. And so we are going to present a series of three recommendations or options for the council to consider, or the finance committee to consider tomorrow, regarding amending the service model that's currently out there. You know, in 2025, that department is going to operate at a deficit about $800,000. And so, as we discussed, I mean, anytime any business is in the red, it's not sustainable. And certainly when you're hemorrhaging taxpayer dollars the way the ambulance department is as it exists today, you just can't sustain that. And so we're looking for options to fix it.
And as we talk, it is Tuesday. And so one of the main reasons that I wanted to talk to you, because we can follow up on some of that for sure. But like I started to ask you, and then we kind of got into some of the other stuff, but how did you get to be the interim city administrator?
Yeah, I was I work for the city of Champlin in Minneapolis, which is a community in Hennepin County in the Northwest metropolitan area. It's about a community of 25,000 for about 38 years, a little over 38 years. And I was the city administrator there for the past 26. I retired from that position at the end of May of 25. And a couple months later, I got a call from a friend of mine. He said Jackson was looking for some help. And so I came down and had a cup of coffee with the mayor and some of the other council members. And we were able to put an arrangement together, and we're hard at work right now.
What more can you what parts of your background come in most handy as far as what you're doing right now?
Well, it in city administration, you know, your primary job is to oversee the operations of, you know, a number of services, being, and it's no different up there than it is in Jackson. It's public works, it's engineering, it's police, it's in this case ambulance, which I didn't have a background in. But at the end of the day, it's business, and you need a business model that is sustainable and workable, and out of no fault of anybody, you know, it's the way the industry is moving when I speak of ambulance services and certainly emergency management services. You know, the day of the volunteer service model, everybody's busy today. And to get people to volunteer their time, it's becoming more and more difficult because we're more and more busy. So in Jackson's case, they made a pretty abrupt change in moving to a duty crew or a full-time model. And the implications of that are difficult in maintaining an annual budget that the residents can support. So we're gonna utilize some of the community resources we have in terms of trying to restore some of the relationships with the casual employees and even potentially some of the firefighters to assist us in backfilling some of the shifts, which means we can reduce overtime. And then we're also looking at some mutual aid opportunities with neighboring communities to cover our station while we're doing transfers of patients, et cetera. And so we reciprocate those services. We're able to reduce the overtime. So then, you know, the end result is we're moving the budget back in the right direction.
How much of it is fix this year, whatever the piece is, whether it's ambulance, whatever, you look up and down the budget, each line item, so to speak, you know, how much is it like, you know, this year versus kind of long term? Like, mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well, the reality is, and I'm going to use the ambulance department here, it is a great deal of full-time personnel costs. And so that's where we need to look at that model. What can we do in terms of options to provide the service to the residents? But we're going to have to shake the trees on that full-time personnel allocation to find out if there are ways to make that work or if we need to make some amendments.
What keeps you going? I mean, decades in the city administrator thing, and then you step away, obviously, and then you come back. And so you talked a little bit about what brought you back, and so you can go into detail more if you want, or just kind of, you know, what gets you going each day?
My wife always tells me I'm always trying to be too much of a fixer. And you know, there's a certain degree of satisfaction in identifying a problem and using your years of experience and in trying to amend that process. And in government, you know, we all live our lives in fishbowls. And so the residents, as they should be, are watching every day. And so in our case, my job is to present options, and then it becomes the council's job to make the tough decisions. And so that's where we're at in the process. And again, I think the council has been very supportive of everything we're doing right now. So I feel very confident that we're going to find a more efficient operating model going forward.
Well, and I appreciate the time that you've given us and the insight into some of that process as well. Really appreciate that and getting to know you a little bit today. Any other thoughts or important things you want to get out there before we say goodbye?
No, you know, I have always considered myself a local guy, small town guy. I was raised in the city of Adrian, and we have a cabin on Big Spirit, and so I have a lot of pride in the community of Jackson. And my gosh, since I've come on board, the resources of experience and knowledge that I had no idea existed in this community, it's a true treasure. It really is. There are some unbelievable resources here, and that's why there's as much community pride as there is.
Well, thank you for your service of it so far, for sure, and thank you once again for your time today.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thank you.
That's Brett Heidkamp, the interim city administrator, and we appreciate you out there for listening.